Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So you don't like Sharenters?
I don't think so, no. At least on social media.
Oh, look what you're doing.
Oh.
Hedging your bets. So explain to people who don't know, including me, what a Sharenter is.
Sharenting is the act of digital oversharing. See, digital's in there.
It is.
And excessively posting information, pictures, stories, blah, 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 updates, everything about your child's life.
But isn't that what social media is? Like, I'd rather have somebody Sharenting than, what do you call it, when you're putting your meal up too much? They're just people, like,
well,
just eat.
Posting the meal might actually be good for you.
No.
But we'll get there later.
No, I'm just, just eat. Or, look, fireworks. Watch the fireworks. Don't film them. Just watch them. And, like, eat your food. But with your kids, don't you Sharent because all your in-laws live in Pennsylvania or...
Some, yeah.
Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah! Okay. Come on! That's what Sharenting is. Like,
it is. It's to update the aunts. It's not even the uncles. It's the aunts.
Right.
It's all the aunts just want to see on Facebook pictures. Right. Like, to be... Yeah, but that's like every few months I'll post like a picture of my kids.
Oh, so you don't feel like you're a Sharenter?
I don't, no. In fact, I try not to. There's probably more. I have tons that, like, where I go to post and then I... just don't. I just decide not to for whatever reason.
Is a better play to just send them a text with the stuff? Like, what if you have their numbers, why can't you just send it to them instead of putting it up for everybody?
Because you don't actually want to have a conversation with them.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know that I have their numbers. We jumped a few steps there.
Well, I guess, I mean, here's where I was going to jump on you and I'm still going to. You share stuff about Leo on the air and that's going nowhere. Like, our blogs are up in perpetuity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our podcasts are up on the Odyssey app. Download yours today, forever.
Yeah.
Or until Odyssey disappears.
And I think that's the hardest thing for me, that I think you have a point a little bit, because like on social media, when you post a picture, typically you post good things. Like, look at who got good grades. Look at who finished this.
Yes.
Whatever. But when we talk on the air, a lot of times we talk about kind of bad stuff, because that's what is... like weighing on our minds today. It's like, well, I got into a fight with my son Leo and here's why he was acting like a jerk. And that now we're oversharing to not even the aunts, to people who don't know the kid.
Correct.
And that, you're right.
Leo is going to have internet access.
Uh-huh.
But there's something about it where I almost feel like it's more acceptable because there are so many people. Like the other day I came on and said, I was babysitting my nephew and he fell off of the bed. And I know I'm not the only one that that happened to. So it's almost more relatable than posting these fake pictures of like, my daughter's the best. She drew with a crayon today. Congratulations. Like,
yeah. And in that particular, when we were on the air doing that, that was about you being a dumbass.
Yeah.
But you've come on the air and said your other nephew
is a D.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have fully said that out loud. And there will be a point when little Mr. P goes and listens to that and realizes you called him a D to
and
everyone.
And he will laugh.
You think?
Yes.
Or will he? Because I'll tell you this. I've gone on the air and talked about my struggles with Noah, my struggles with Mia. Like, Mia is a finicky eater. She's an adolescent girl who was in middle school at the time. She'd be devastated to know that I did that.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, God. Are you kidding? That would you, if your dad was on the air, if your dad were alive today and on the air, would you listen?
I don't know.
No way you would. Are you kidding me?
No, because I'm nosy and I want to know. So maybe.
Yeah, I'd be like, did you talk about me?
Yeah.
I'm too narcissistic.
You would listen too?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh my God, I would never. Oh, I imagine my kids never listen. My ex-wife never listened.
Well,
really? My family listens. My wife does. And
what?
My son does, yeah.
You come...
Mr. P will come home through the garage door and be like, Aaron, I heard you on the radio.
You call me a D. Die.
That's where it gets tough because like with her nephews and my kids, they're both very young.
Yeah.
So my son, Leo, just, I almost said my son, Noah, I wish. My son, Leo.
Oh my God. Leo's going to someday
listening now.
Hit the archives of that and go, okay, Dad, you annoy your son.
No, but he just knows nothing different. Like he doesn't think it's cool that I'm on the radio. He doesn't think it's not cool. He doesn't have any thoughts about it because it just is. Like that's.
I've been doing this show since before Noah was born, so this is all he knows. I mean, I think you'll get to you're gonna figure. There will be a point where, like, my kids pretend they don't give a flying F what I do until we're standing in line at IHOP. And they're like, it's a 45-minute wait. And they're like, my dad's slacker. And it's like, and the server or hostess is like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, it's literally a 45-minute wait. What do you want me to do? I'm not going to, oh, slacker, come on in. Get some moons over my hand. You don't get, like, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I wonder if my kids do listen. No, they don't.
Yeah, do you think they would say something to you if they had an issue?
I think my daughter would say something because she would be like, please stop telling people I don't eat enough. Like, it's...
Are you worried that any of her friends' parents are going to listen, or like the friends are going to be in the car and listen and then word gets back to her?
I was never worried until this conversation right now. Like I'd never heard of Sharenting before this. And now I'm like Tiak off air was starting to make a case like Sharenters are dumb. Your kids are going to regret it. Like at what age do you stop?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's cute to share photos of your 8-year-old, but eventually that the 8-year-old will be a 16-year-old. And then are you?
So do you stop at 12? Like when do you, when they go through puberty? I don't know.
But now you have a following based on your, so now
correct.
You can't stop. You're sucked in.
You and your wife used to follow accounts of pregnant people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the second they'd have the kid, they're like, stop following me. And it's like, you got us all to follow.
Please respect our privacy.
It's
like, you didn't want privacy the whole time.
Correct.
This is the whole game.
So, what am I a bad? I guess the question is, am I a bad person? Because I definitely can't even imagine all that. You guys probably remember more than I do, but I've said some calling your nephew a D is nothing compared to what I've said about my kids on this show.
Oh wow!
I mean, I love them.
Yeah,
right.
But I've said some of their major flaws on this show.
But I think we're also not lying about, like, we're not making them up. We're trying to just be honest. And I think, like Aaron said, that's more relatable. And then even if years down the road, our nephews or kids do look back, it's like, I was just being honest. That's how I felt as a young father at the time with a young kid. That's how you were acting. And that is nothing to be ashamed about that.
Okay. All I'm asking you is this. Okay. And I don't know if you'll be honest about this.
Okay.
Pretend your mom had a radio show.
Okay.
When you were 13 years old. And I know some of the things your mom thought about you. Accurate or inaccurate, right or wrong, your mom felt a certain way about baby T-Hack. And if that were out there for all of Iowa to digest, how would you feel when you heard it like 10 years later?
I would feel embarrassed because she would not have been honest. She would have only painted me in glowing light.
I would no, that's not true.
It would, yeah. It's my mom, dude, of course. That's the only way she would talk about me.
Okay.
She wouldn't have lasted very long in radio either. She'd be like,
"Shut up, boring." TX is lovely.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
TX has basically admitted that he's never going to change his fashion again.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, he does a really cool thing, though, where he doesn't have to.
The capsule thing?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And, okay. I agree that it's...
Okay.
Because I'm struggling, because I kind of think it's cool, but it's just like everything else. Things we think are cool right now, we will eventually go, that's really stupid.
Yes.
Because, like, yeah, I remember thinking to myself, this is a total aside, but, like, I just binge watch so much HGTV and so much Chip and Joanna, and I'm like just staring at walls in my house going, I want shiplap so bad. I just want to have Chip come over and rip out a wall and just put up the thing on the... And to imagine having shiplap in my house right now makes me want to vomit. It's so out. It's not cool anymore. And at some point, the capsule wardrobe of having a Dusty Rose shirt, the Desert Storm shirt... Mm-hmm. The gray, the black, the olive green, and then the same in pants, and just mix and match. You just grab the Dusty Rose with the olive. Can you do the Dusty Rose with the olive pants?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm learning you can kind of just do anything with anything.
Yeah.
Because I second guess it way too much. I have to bring my wife into the closet. I'm like, does this go together? And every day she's like, yeah.
That's the point.
Quit annoying me. Like, don't you get it yet?
Literally any
kinda.
Color with any color.
Kind of that I have, yeah. And that's the goal. And also the fit, that's why I'm not updating. I've got the fit down because I used to be super skinny jean guy.
I need to see pictures of that because I don't believe it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I wore it here.
You seen his DJ paint? Like the pictures of him as a DJ where he had like the Backstreet Boys stripes in his hair kind of thing? Yeah. When he had the...
It's a cat scratch is what it's called.
is that what it's called?
Yeah, the little line shape in.
Yeah, it's called a cat scratch?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It is called, yeah.
You had that.
I did.
For sure.
Yeah, my wife would do it. She'd cut my hair and she'd do it. We had a couple of crooked ones sometimes.
Oh, you have the... Oh, okay, yeah.
No, not intentionally.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what was I saying? I don't even remember.
The fit?
Yeah,
that I don't remember.
Skinny, yeah, I was into that leather jacket, super skinny jeans.
I remember.
As skinny as possible. I remember getting like slim jeans and being like, these are way too baggy. Now I don't wear them because they're too skinny.
I'm wearing slim thick right now.
Because
I've moved away. I stopped buying skinny, but all the slim were too skinny for me.
Yeah, because like you're saying, it eventually you think, oh, this looks so cool. I'm on the cutting edge. I am fashion. And then eventually you look back and you're like, that looked really dumb.
Did the skinny jeans look dumb?
I think now they look dumb. I think at the time they didn't. And that's what you got to rest your head on. It's just like, at the time I was killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I look dumb, but at the time. And that's why I've settled on just the straight leg. So I think I'm...
You're a straight leg, not boot cut, but just straight.
Just straight. And I think I'm future proof because I'm not skinny. I'm not baggy. I'm no trend. I'm just...
Yeah, but your straight are baggy.
Yeah. But that allows...
Where your shoulder hits on your shirt is halfway down your arm.
No, it's not.
It's not here. It's not right at the tip of your shoulder.
Yeah, but I like...
I can't wear a shirt. That would drive me nuts.
Just a baggy tee?
Yes.
Oh, why?
Because even though I'm not as skinny as I used to be, I feel like I'm hiding something.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
No, I don't think you are. I just feel like he's weird in it. It's like,
yes, because he's got that casual
look,
like low key vibe. You have a very energetic vibe.
Yeah. I'm trying chaotic. To figure-
Stressful.
Yeah. Manic.
The reason we're talking about fashion in this, I'm going to just move past whatever's going on in this room right now. Like Gen Z is hijacking fashion and ruining everything.
They're not ruining.
They're
but
ruining
like,
everything. You're wearing pencil skirts out in clubs.
They're making the trends because, you know, fashion always comes back or whatever. So they're making it happen quicker than we anticipated.
It used to wait 20 years and now they're just flipping it.
Yeah.
It's just like, sure. Bring that back now.
Yeah.
Like you said that if I went to a club, which I wouldn't.
Business casual, baby.
You're kidding.
Not in that tight t-shirt.
They would not let you in.
Come on. It's not that. It's a little tight. But it's black, so no one can tell. No, you can't tell. Pencils. What's a guy wear in business casual?
It's like the the t-shirt with the designs, whatever. Like, do you know Ed Hardy kind of t-shirts with the blazer? Bedazzled? Maybe not bedazzled, but just like
a logo shirt.
Yeah,
like just a band shirt.
Mm-hmm. But not quite banned, but just like there's something on it.
A graphic tee is what
the
you're
word.
Talking.
Yeah.
Good God! Did you have a stroke?
I did.
What is?
I'm back.
So a graphic tee with a blazer.
With a blazer, yeah.
Like Miami Vice, kind of. Not,
but kind of.
Did anybody? Okay, just you, Ak. Did you do the Miami Vice thing, or were you too?
I was a big, big graphic tee guy. I had more just the vintage looking ones. I didn't ever did it with the blazer. I didn't like that, and that's why I moved away from graphics. Now I never have any logos or anything. All my clothes are just plain.
But see, if you really want to go all the way, the Miami Vice is, it's not a graphic tee. It's a tank.
Oh, that's right.
With a blazer over the top.
I had a tank phase. Any phase there was to have, I had it.
But did you know what? I want the male crop tops to be stronger.
You want men wearing crop tops in public?
Yeah, absolutely.
With a blazer, without a blazer? So we're all just little Shania Twains walking around going, let's go, girls.
Yeah.
That undoes a lot of the hiding I'm currently trying to do.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. We want to talk about celebrity butt heads.
Yeah, you got to rat somebody out. Somebody rich and famous.
Okay. I just don't want
it. Or Slacker.
I don't want it to be us. Has anybody ever called and said me? People say I'm like Kurt sometimes. I'm a little, but I don't.
No, I've been really waiting for someone to call and do. No one's ever done it.
Does anybody in the room know who Zachary Quinto is?
Was he in Star Trek?
Way to go. Yes.
He was Spock, right?
He was Spock.
Yeah. No way.
He was in Heroes or whatever. That's where he kind
of
got
I've
a
never
start.
Seen it. I've seen like a tour of his house
before. Wasn't he in like some sort of horror? He was in American Horror Story 2, I think.
I didn't see that.
Okay.
Anyway, he did one of those don't you know who I am kind of guys at a Toronto restaurant.
I can see that.
Which you got to stop yourself. If you're saying that, no, they
the
don't.
The moment,
they
yeah, don't. You're, and even if they do know who you are, sometimes there's just not a table.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you roll into a really, I don't care if you're Brad Pitt or you're Peyton Manning or whatever, if you roll into the hottest sushi spot in town and you look around and you don't see any tables and you're like, hi. I'm Peyton Pitt. Like you don't, they don't go, oh,
doesn't matter.
Let's just, you know, shoot this family of four so you can sit down, sir. That's not,
right.
That's not how life works. They don't have this magical, I mean, some restaurants do have a magical hidden table that they sort of reserve in case you show up. Has anybody ever called in about Peyton Manning?
No.
Because I don't think he's that guy.
No.
We've had people call in about number seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. A few times.
It's starting to get, like, we know. It's like, we want to hear your celebrity butthead stories, but like...
We know about him.
We know. Yeah. But like, I would not have assumed Zachary Quinto, or however you say his name.
I don't know if it's Quinto or Quinto. I'm not sure, but...
He's not, yeah. He turns out he's a complete butthead. I always tell the same story. I won't tell the whole thing again. There's two guys on my list. Lead singer of Third Eye Blind. Total dirtbag.
No way.
Really?
Rumors have had it. Is it Stephen Jenkins is his name. He's just like... He's one of those guys. I'll add another guy to the list. Okay. Daniel Powder is another guy that's on that list where it's like, hey, we had Daniel Powder out to like a Live at Five or whatever. He's like,
is he a bad day?
Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to play that song. It's like, well, then you can go.
Mm.
Why would you not? It's like, yeah. And Third Eye Blind guy was, I don't remember. He was just like, I really want to play Semi-Charm Live. And it's like,
that's what you're known for.
Bro.
Yeah, you cashed all the checks when they come in. You still get the residuals. Like
you have to.
That's part of the deal.
And then John Mayer. But I'm told John Mayer has
turned a new leaf. Right?
Yes, he's found religion. Maybe he slept with enough women. They got mad at him. He's out on tour with the Dead or something. Mm-hmm. Something has happened. I think he's even publicly said I was a jerk, but he's not anymore.
Okay.
So, but if you want to rat out. Like somebody who we all like admire and kind of think is
crush
a great person.
Crush our hopes and dreams.
Crush our hopes and dreams. Or just confirm that Tom Cruise is an actual a-hole in person. We want to hear your best celebrity buttheads. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
You go ahead.
I had an interaction with Paris Hilton at
butthead.
She's
turned the corner now, but I bet she was a butthead then.
When was this?
It was like 10 years ago or so. Okay. It was in California, and she came to like an event that I was interning had. So I remember when she came in, she wasn't so much the butthead, but it was very big. Like, she sent her handlers in, or they came in before her, and it was like, Paris is coming. She needs to use the restroom, and everyone needs to be out of the way. Like, you couldn't be, like, near the restroom while she was using it. Which, I don't know. Is that butthead, or is that
kind
pretentious of,
no.
kind of.
Like, I got to take a dump, and I don't want anyone listening.
You don't want anyone recording. You want her to have her privacy, especially if it's in a public place. And 10 years ago, when she was, like, kind of at...
No, but
Prime
if you
got to
have people coming in, like, I've heard stuff about Bill Maher. Like, Bill Maher had people behind, like, he had handlers behind him with 50s. And, like, they would walk behind him and see, well, he wronged that person a 50. He wronged that person, like, 150.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he was, like, here, here, here. Because he was just such a, like, dismissive and just, he's just a horror.
I could see that.
I mean, I can too. Like, yeah. You do get to a certain level of fame I've seen where you just, if so many people give you stuff, you start to think you deserve it, and you just don't. You don't, like.
I want to disagree with you, though, because, like, have you seen the videos of Anne Hathaway when, like, she got out of a car at a movie premiere and, like, people started to bombard her, and she took a step back and said, like, please give me space.
Okay.
I will come to you. Like, she seems like one of the nicest people, and she's one of the most famous people.
Yeah. See, I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is guys like Jared Leto, who like pop in and go like, hey, it's Jared Leto. And then when they approach him, he's like, whoa, 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 give me space. It's like, you can't have it both ways. You just announced yourself, dressed, like parachuting in, dressed as a kitty after climbing the side of the building. And you're like, hold on, why is everybody up my... And you're like, you're an attention-seeking hound.
Yeah. Great hair, though.
God, he's gorgeous.
As a long-haired guy, I gotta stand up for him a little.
There's a rumor that Alan Rickman's not a good dude.
I refuse to believe it.
I definitely believe it. I see it.
No.
He's dead, for one, but there's no way...
But he was Snape. It's like the most believable thing ever.
He was also Hans Gruber, but that doesn't mean he's an international terrorist robbing Nakatomi Tower. He's a good actor.
What movie is that?
Die Hard.
Oh, sorry. I haven't seen it. He's in that?
He's the bad guy.
Aaron's kind of a butthead.
Yes, if you have a story about Aaron being a butthead, we want to hear it. If you've got a celebrity butthead story, this is your chance to tell us all about it. If you don't want people to know who you are, we can VD you. 303-222-5423.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I'm going to address it.
What?
No, I'm not going to address
you
it.
You should.
No, I'm not going to address it.
I don't know what we're addressing.
We're talking celebrity buttheads, and somebody's already texted in and said it was me. I'm a celebrity butthead.
What's the story? We want to hear more.
They said, I was so excited to meet Slacker and Steve at a Black Hawk giveaway years ago. Steve was so nice and easy to talk to, and sorry, but Slacker was pretentious. Still love you, though.
Do you know why I was pretentious?
No. Why?
Because I'm working! I'm up there and the people from the aisle are like, okay, come on. The slot machine tournament starts in 14 seconds and you got to be the one. And I'm like, Steve! He's like, huh? Okay, it's not.
Mm.
Agree with me.
Yeah.
I see it.
Boss.
Yes, boss.
No, I'm probably kind of pretentious.
I don't know. Steve is nice.
What a nice guy. I hope he's doing all right.
You know, he still has a phone. You can text him. Oh, yeah. I've talked to him.
Oh.
Cade.
Yay.
Man, I'm just in a mood. Yeah. Celebrity butthead.
It's going
what do you
great.
Got? Yo, is it going great to you? Is it? Yeah, who is the butthead?
So I was at Denver International Airport with my cousin, and he saw Lil Pump and wanted to take a picture. Some rapper, and I guess he just proceeded to start telling my cousin how broke he was because he didn't have Gucci slides on, and was just telling him he needed to get his money up, not his funny up, and then proceeded to be like, yeah, let's take a picture. And my cousin was like, I'm good, actually, thanks.
Oh my gosh.
That's not nice.
It is good advice, though. I've spent way too much time getting my funny up, not enough time getting my money up. And look at me.
Thank you, Cade. Your shoe game is on point.
Nothing yet.
Melissa.
Yay!
This show is off the rails. I'm in a bad mood. Tiag needs his funny down and his money up.
Yes, please.
What's your celebrity butthead?
My celebrity is I'm a young teenager, about 30-some years ago, met Chad and Rob Lowe.
Cool.
Chad Lowe was amazing. Rob Lowe would not take a picture unless he got paid for it. I'm a kid.
Yeah, I can see it. Because he was probably already, you know, drinking the blood of the young or whatever it is he does. Because he is not aged. Yeah.
I know.
I'll be honest, I did not know that they were brothers.
Shut your face.
Not until this second.
What?
I don't know. I didn't know.
Okay. Yeah, I can see, but Chad was nice. Chad seems like a good cop. It's like when you look at the Culkin brothers, there's like Macaulay seems like the loose cannon, and then there's Kieran seems a little nicer.
Yeah.
They get nicer as you go down the line. Lacey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Celebrity Yay. Butthead. Yeah.
Yay.
Who's your butthead?
So I went and met Mary J. Blige.
Take it back.
Ooh.
I heard she's amazing. She's not amazing?
I went to a concert. No, I wouldn't say that.
Really?
She does not sing that great in person, and she was a complete, you know what.
Oh, man.
That's
disappointing. I met her, too, and she was really nice, though. So I wonder if, like,
nice
you met
me,
her at a concert?
Then, yeah, she was nice to me.
They can be
me,
a little different.
There was a little girl that was next to me wanting her autograph, and she looked at her and was like, absolutely not, and turned around and walked away.
Oh, man.
You might, yeah, no, I
a
get it.
Girl.
And then it sticks with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I totally do not feel the same as I used to about her.
She should have at least Mary J. obliged her.
Stop.
Lacey.
Thank you, Lacey.
You don't owe him that.
I'm getting
that.
My funny up, baby.
Dude,
thank you, Lacey. Oh, my God. You don't have either up right now. You're all down. Lori.
Yay.
Get me out of here. The celebrity butthead. Who's yours?
So, Slacker, you may be the only one that knows who this is, but he was a thing. Do you remember the barrel guy?
Yeah. Oh, you know, yes. You're going to say he wasn't nice.
Yeah.
I've heard some people say he wasn't. He was an institution. Do you guys know who he is?
Yeah, I've seen him before.
Yeah, I mean, he passed away, so it's kind of... But, like, he became such an institution that I think... he became super famous. Like Bronco fans wanted, like Rod Smith could be standing there and Barrel Guy standing there. And it's like, I want my picture with Barrel Guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's not wearing pants. It's a more interesting picture.
Sort of part of you want to
Rod
kinda,
Stewart, your move.
It's Rod Smith. But that's a,
I thought you said Rod Stewart.
Who's Rod Smith?
Rod Smith was a receiver for the Broncos. Oh my God.
Either way, I'm more interested in Rod Stewart.
So he was he just mean or what was wrong with him?
Well, my I was a single mom, you know, broke. My daughter was little bitty, but she really wanted to go meet him. And I finagled somehow some tickets to the Broncos. We did get to meet him, and she was so excited to go up and tried to hug him, and she wanted him to sign something for her. And he put his hand in her face and told her to get away from him.
That's aggressive.
I mean, this has been 20-something years ago
now.
So
she's
over
it.
At the time, it was like, wow.
I'm just wondering if maybe he's not wearing a bunch underneath there, and maybe that's why he was protecting her. Because I don't know if it's like, if the barrel's like a kilt and you're not allowed to. I don't know what he had on under there. Do you know?
No.
Do you want to know a little bit?
No.
I do.
Lindsay?
Yay.
Yay.
Celebrity Butthead, what's yours?
So I worked at a restaurant that was connected to the Boulder Theater.
Oh.
And there was a musician that was coming in. It's Morrissey. He's famously vegan, which, fine. They just don't, like, it was a barbecue restaurant. So he made us close down for 2 days.
Oh,
with
my
God. No,
he made you stop meat production.
Yeah.
My hatred of meat is so intense.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
On the count of three, we all say which ones we have. One, two, three, go.
No, you can't. No.
What?
Are we planning on sleeping together? Because that's the only way. And also, none.
Liar!
We don't have time for mine.
Why don't you just name off the ones you don't have? We're talking about STIs. By the way, when did they become STIs?
I don't know. It was always STD for me.
I know, for me too.
But it's not a disease. It's an infection. So we're breaking the stigma. It was a couple years ago.
Oh. Oh, really?
I think so.
It's not a disease.
Mm-mm.
What's the difference between a disease and an infection?
Is infectious
disease a thing?
It is, but I feel like infections can be treated or cured, maybe.
Like
diseases.
Herpes, isn't that a disease?
I don't know.
It says infection occurs when viruses, bacteria enter your body and begin to multiply. Disease occurs when the cells in your body are damaged as a result of infection.
So is herpes a disease or an infection? Oh my God.
I don't
people
know. Why do you need to know?
People who I don't have it, by the way. But you know there's a huge chunk of
it's
the
It's a common infection.
But it doesn't go away. You can't get rid of it. Herpes is the one.
Is it true that if you have cold sores, that's herpes?
I think it's a version of herpes. So is a canker sore. So then I would have to
What's
say
What's the
that
difference between a cold sore and a canker? Oh, inside the mouth.
Yeah, canker sores, that weird little white thing. I used to get them all the time when I was a kid, so I know it's not sexually transmitted.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I was four.
They're usually...
Oh, okay. I was like, you were kind of a stud. I don't
no,
know.
I was really, really little. But like...
They're usually the virus type 1 and not virus type 2.
Type 2 is the one that gets on your junk.
They both of them can...
We should have taken a health class.
Oh my God.
Between the three of us.
The reason we're talking
two
about
of us
this...
went to private school, so we have zero information.
No, the private school, you have more information.
No.
Mm-mm.
Less, really? Because it was just like, don't do anything.
Oh, they just did abstinence? They really said that?
We didn't even cover it. Our health
you
teacher.
You don't know the silhouette-y picture of a guy's junk?
No.
I do from like fifth grade.
I mean, I had it hanging in my room, but I was not getting it. No, our health teacher was our basketball coach, and we literally got to that chapter, and he was like, all right, you guys know about this, and we skipped it.
He literally just went like,
we
you don't need
it.
To know
yeah,
this.
And we were like, actually, we have lots of questions, and he was like, there's no way I'm
play
doing
basketball.
That. Yeah, there's no way I'm doing this with you guys.
That's not right.
I don't know. Well,
it explains
so he
a
sent
lot.
Us out in the world blind. I had to get the poster myself.
Do you know how long it took me to find it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm going to get you a t-shirt with that picture on it. So like half of people polled, this is the reason we're talking about STIs in the room, which by the way, I believe we can all, or this is that three Spider-Men with the guns drawn on each other. Nobody's got anything in this room, right?
No.
Correct.
Would you say if you did though?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, if we're trying to end the stigma.
Yeah.
I guess.
I've mentioned how one of my partners has, and I didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Okay. Sorry. Now I was trying to remember which one.
Yeah. That
is one. Or is it the, no, that's just a
What's
nickname
the clapper?
For one. The, never mind.
Oh. Well, you just.
Well, I thought.
Oh my God. It was just, that's the nickname for one of, oh my God.
I thought the nickname was for the person.
No. No. For the disease.
We this need a health room, class and a subtlety class.
There is. If you're a gym teacher, could you please call in
please
right
stop
now?
By. Yeah,
bring the poster. I'll sign it.
Okay, here's the reason we're talking about this. It's not that one of us is suddenly like, what do I do with my...
I'm a wreck. Sorry,
here's
guys.
The... I can't... I have a joke in my head, and I don't think I can say it.
Why?
Well, because it's a guy goes into the doctor and says, doc, there's something wrong with my foot. And he's like, what's wrong with it? He's like, my junk keeps dripping on it.
Yeah.
We'll that won't make the cut. We're going to edit that. Oh, we're live? Oh, yeah. Oh boy.
We'll do a joke class, too.
Wow, our schedules are full.
Okay.
Full
What's curriculum. Her name over at Comedy Works? Mel Gibson. Yeah. Whoever's playing at Comedy Works, send him over here with the poster. So half of people in this poll said they don't think you have to disclose an STI before you have relations.
You absolutely do.
Okay, so at first I was like on that team, but isn't it a buyer beware? Like if you don't want to, like...
I see what you mean. Because I think the same thing. You have to. You have to be open. You have to be honest. But they talk about, well, you should wear protection because you never know. And accidents happen. So there are some of an accident or maybe a person doesn't know they're infected. So are they... in the same way,
yeah,
liable
you could not
or
no, like I could have had relations with somebody 2 nights ago. I didn't, but like
we know,
like and they had it, and I'm not displaying symptoms yet.
If you are active, you should be getting tested pretty frequently.
Where? What? Like, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
You just go get tested.
Yes, they have like you know how we have the blood donation van,
the
thingy?
Vitalant van.
Yeah,
that shows
they
up.
They have that for testing as well.
You just pull up to a nice van at 6th
You have
Bannock.
To make sure it's the right van.
Drop your pants.
You Snickers if you do it right. What? Okay, what?
But, I mean, there's a bunch of facilities. You can even
Is
go to,
blood,
like...
Is it blood, or what do they take?
I think it's just, like, urine.
Okay.
But there's, like,
you
a bunch...
Think, like, you,
I
you,
haven't
you
done the van
been...
one. I go to my OB and do it all there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. But okay. There's, like, I think you can get some done at urgent care, even.
Yeah, but that would cost more, obviously.
I don't know.
So I guess all I'm saying is, like, if you're a dude and a girl goes, don't worry, I'm on the pill. Well,
are you going to believe her?
I'm talking about pregnancy now, not STIs. It's like, well, if you don't want to have a baby, you should also take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
dude, you can't just trust her.
Right.
To say, no, I swear, IUD, I got, like, I'm all set. And you're like, okay, well, no offense, but whoopsh.
Well, and it's not just, especially if you're just meeting that person, it's not just a pregnancy, too, that you would have to be...
Well, I would say using pregnancy as one example, but then, like, it's the same thing. No, I just tested, I'm clean. It's like, no offense, but I'm still going to protect myself.
But is that awkward? No, can you say no offense?
I don't think you have to.
Yeah, you don't have to say no offense. You can just say, like, hey, I'm more comfortable putting one on, and that's fine.
But no one is.
Whatever.
Am I right?
Yeah. Now we're getting back to school.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't think you understand my love for it.
Oh, God.
So I really hope this isn't bad.
What's going on?
Well, I need your opinion on it. You're kind of a Toy Story expert.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Who are you talking to in the room?
Me. Duh.
Aaron.
Why would Aaron be more of a Toy Story expert than I would be?
Cause you were a kid when it came out.
Yeah.
Right? Like I saw it in theaters as a child.
Okay. So did I, not as a child.
As a child.
I love Pixar. Like I've seen I own every movie. Okay. Up to a point now I've just kind of like the Good Dinosaur
no,
when they started to fall apart. I didn't think the Good Dinosaur was that good.
Well, now owning them isn't really, we all kind of own them.
Yeah.
At any time.
No, well, I mean, you know? I was buying them on, I was buying them all on DVD, and then I bought them all on Apple TV, so I could just watch them. Whenever.
Oh, you bought them on DVD?
I did a long time ago.
I had them on VHS.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Of them weren't. I even have.
I had the film reels.
Do you know? So.
That would be dope.
Do you know that I was such a fan that I even bought the bad ones? Like, for example, are you aware of the existence of a movie called Planes?
Oh. Yes. Yeah, that one's terrible.
It's Cars.
Barely.
It's a shot-for-shot remake of Cars with planes, and instead of Owen Wilson, you've got Zane, is that his name? Dane Cook.
Oh, Dane Cook. Yeah.
Comedian Dane Cook as the plane, and he's like, oh, he's the hotshot plane who's got to learn to be. It's the stupidest, and I bought it.
Val Kilmer? He's in it?
Val Kilmer's
he's in it?
Yeah. Wow. He's Bravo.
I don't remember.
it doesn't lead as IMDb, but it's on there.
There's a Tomator feller kind of in there too. I don't remember who that was, but
it's the one that like transports the player, like that pulls.
Might be
Brad Garrett, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe it was Brad Garrett.
Okay, Cedric the Entertainer. Well, that's a pretty good cast.
It's a terrible movie. Okay. It's one of the worst things you can like sit through.
Well. Toy Story, we have a love for it, and now I have kids, and they are coming around. Toy Story has become a thing.
Coming around to it?
Well, because...
You are a terrible father.
What? No, they...
You forced that on them from a very early age.
Oh, my gosh. One of the earliest videos I have of Patrick, he's watching Toy Story, and he used to call Woody Boots. And okay. So, and anytime Buzz was/is his favorite, so anytime he comes on screen, he would just go, Buzz, Buzz. Buzz. Like,
yeah.
We made sure.
Yeah, if you're just now bringing your 4-year-old around to it, you might as well just leave like knives on the floor for how bad your parenting is.
That's a little aggressive.
I've done both. No, he just has phases. So he's been into Toy Story, then he's into Legos, then he's into Ninja Turtles, then he's back into Toy Story. So he just, and lately we've been in a Toy Story phase. Toy Story's gotten so big, by the way, that when you go to the toy section, there's always a Toy Story section in the toy section. Like there doesn't need to be a movie out.
It's timeless.
Just, it's become so timeless. Yeah. So good on them. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Jesse. I'm not. Or Prospect or Pete. I didn't like that.
Well, of course, Pete can. He's
no, but just that plot whole story.
He's a bad guy. I love Jesse and Bullseye. They were my favorite.
Bullseye's cool.
I used to dress up as her for Halloween, and I have the costume.
Oh my god, you kind of have her face.
Yeah.
Okay, have I put this theory for you guys before? I believe Woody is his dad's toy. Do you guys know that?
Yes, I've heard that. Yeah. And it makes a lot of sense.
Because his dad is clearly dead. Mm-hmm. Or their divorce story is dead, but they never even go like, hey, I'm going to dad's house this weekend. It's like, his dad's out of the picture.
Yeah.
And Woody's clearly a toy from a different era.
Yeah, like in the second one when they have all the old stuff.
Correct.
And also in the second one when the guy tries to buy Woody from
Wayne
the garage
Knight,
sale.
Yeah. Terrible Big
and
Al.
She goes, oh, no, this is an old family toy.
She says that?
She says that.
Oh,
that's all she says, but it gives a little like...
At the garage sale, she says
that? She's like, I'm sorry, it's an old family toy. He's not for sale. And then he ends up stealing him. Spoiler alert, but...
Gosh, we're just ruining him.
That movie's decades old.
Well, so my story is I've loved Toy Story my entire life, and it starts actually before I had kids. I was with my wife at Target when the fourth one came out, and they had a one-of-one Buzz Lightyear just replica, exactly the same toy as the movie.
How tall?
Big. Like...
12 huge, or, like 12 inch.
Because that's the thing. The toys are always really big. When Andy picks them up, you can see they're big toys.
Ginormous,
His wings worked. All of his buttons worked. His laser worked. Just everything that Buzz did in the
movie. You have that toy?
No, because I didn't buy it. Because she wasn't even pregnant yet. And it was like, what am I going to do? It was like $100 or something
who
ridiculous.
Who cares?
But I'm like, I can't buy that. I have nothing to do with this toy.
Do you love Toy Story?
I do.
Then why do you buy it? It's for you.
You're right. I regretted it every day since because I've not been able to find it.
No, and especially now with Buzz Lightyear.
Yes.
Or whatever they're...
Lightyear. New like
you
Buzz.
Can't, it's harder to find the original Buzz.
Because the new ones, like not everything works on them. Like the helmet doesn't go
well,
up.
Well, and he just looks different.
Yeah, they've streamlined it or they did something. The laser is not as... It's just not the same.
I want a one-to-one. And now my son is... I've regretted it every day since. I've not been able to find that one-of-one replica.
Oh, buddy.
And now my son wants a Buzz Lightyear and I've told him, I want to buy you the Buzz Lightyear, not just some like rinky dink one. I want one that everything works exactly the same. So we've been kind of looking, mostly me, because he doesn't have an Amazon account. So it's mainly me looking on the internet to try to find one. I haven't been able to find one.
But you're a terrible father. Why doesn't he have an Amazon? Okay.
But my son had a play date recently.
Okay.
And when he came home from the play date, they let him borrow one of their toys, which was a one-of-one replica Buzz Lightyear toy.
The one you want.
It's the one I want. It has everything. The wings work. They light up. He has all the catchphrases, karate chop action, his laser works.
How close are you with the other family?
Pretty close.
Okay.
But
do you feel bad that he lost it?
He didn't lose it.
Do you feel bad that he lost it?
I do. And we're still looking. No. So I know. And I look and I got the serial number. Like, I can find it now. I know what it is. So I find it. But there's one hang up, and you guys will both get this. On the bottom of his shoe,
it says Andy.
No, it says Bonnie.
It says Bonnie on the bottom of Buzz Lightyear's shoe. So now
it's
a newer
one.
It's a newer, but it's one-to-one. It's the Buzz Lightyear, but it doesn't say Andy on the bottom. It says...
We can paint it and
We can take it to that old
We can be like in the second one. Yeah, the really satisfying. Yeah, yeah.
Jerry's his name.
Yeah.
Because there's a short like with Jerry's chess game or something.
Oh. Yeah, it's spelled like...
G-E-R-I.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. So you think this still count? Like, or do I give up my search?
We're never
going to
find the other one, bro.
No, it's too late after three and four.
It even came in the rocket ship box. The box was, it was exactly the same. And I don't know. So it's like, do I go with this one that says Bonnie, or do I paint over it? Do I put Andy? Do I put Leo? Do I put Hazel on the other toy?
Leo would be cute.
Are you going to try to, you found this one to purchase?
Yeah, I do. And it's... It was there all along. I just didn't realize.
Oh my gosh.
So I am a bad parent. Fine.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay.
Can we even talk about this, or is this going to be weird for the room?
Would you tell me you love me?
Oh God. God, it gives me the heebs. Yes, I will tell you.
Okay.
I will tell you that I love you. Do you want to hear it right now?
It's okay. No. No.
Oh.
I want you to say it on your own. I don't want to beg you for it.
Oh God! This is.
But you'll never say it.
No, I will. I didn't feel the pressure. I would probably have just. So, people who are around a lot of dying people, we've talked about something like this before. It's like hospice nurses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been around somebody in who does the hospice thing?
No, not true hospice, but like the step before, like palliative, yes, but not hospice.
The hospice people, the times I've been around it, they know so much. God, mm-hmm. This is dark to talk about on the radio. They know so much that they're like, there are smells,
mm-hmm.
there are things that happen, and they're like the ones that I've been around, like I remember distinctly, getting over to this person's house, and they were like, by the look of things, he has like 6 hours. And you're like,
that's so specific.
How would you know? And it's like, just, you have about 6 hours.
Wow.
And they're like, it's based on the color of their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because like different circulations start turning off and whatever. So these people are so well versed in what passing away looks like, that they can tell you specific things, which means they're also probably in the room to hear the last words more than anybody else on the planet.
Yeah, I see that.
Well, there are a list of phrases that are the things that are the last thing people say, and T-Hack just said one. And that's, I don't know how to feel about it. Say it again.
Would you tell me that you love me?
That's literally your last words.
I know that one's very...
You're begging for love at the end of your life.
It's very sad, I think.
It's very sad. I think it's supposed to be comforting, but there is a weird
thing to it. It's because you don't want your last words to be the last words. You want to hear something at the end.
Oh, okay.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Oh, now I don't hate it.
Oh, good.
No, I don't now. Oh, I get it now. Like,
but if somebody is there in the room with you as you are passing away, and they are somebody who you would would tell you that they love you,
and they haven't,
like they should just be doing that on their own, right?
Over and over again, though.
I wouldn't know what else to say. I've never been in that situation. Like, I've never been.
Well, and that's the thing. Maybe you're just sitting there quiet because you don't know what to say.
And
so
you
they're
don't
telling
know how
you.
Far into the 6 hours you are or whatever.
Yeah.
If, like, they know that kind of thing. What if they say, like, would you, okay, this is weird. If somebody asks for it and, like, you don't.
I mean, you don't mean it?
I mean, would you give it to them?
You have to. I think you have to. If they're really dying and they ask you for something like that, you like you if have you to lie.
What if they don't? What if they make it back and you're like,
ugh. I remember what you said. Because I like there's people who have like there's a huge car wreck and you pull over to the side of the road and you're like, ambulance is coming, and you're holding somebody's hand and they're like, huh, and you're like, will you tell me? And like and you're like, I don't even know you, bro. Like I don't what but like
you do it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. In that moment, definitely.
Okay. Never gonna see you again.
it's so dark.
Yeah, well, but what else would you say? Just, I really need to get you to know you better before.
Like, buy me dinner first. I'm not, no, it's purely comforting. That's all.
What if they say, "I want to tell you, I forgive you," but you don't really know?
Did
what
I ask?
No, I know. It's just like these are the things I want to tell you. I want to forgive you. I want to tell you I love you. Those are two of the things that people say.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of have a problem with the forgiveness one too, because if you've been holding on to this your entire life, and then right as it's time, like you're not actually doing the work of forgiving and like going through that process. You're just at the end and going,
I should check this box.
Yeah, I'll check all these boxes before I go, and then it's not.
But at least they checked it, dude.
I guess, but what about all those years that you've had this feud with this person that you could have forgiven each other and come together, but neither of you did it, and then at the end it's like, yeah, I guess that was dumb. It's like, it probably was.
Then the other person can hopefully move on.
This is so dark. Do you think we should all practice something?
Like practice our last words?
Because so the only way you're going to remember it is if you practice it like every day.
or you just say whatever it is.
No, yeah. But I mean, I want to.
You want it to be something funny, huh?
I want it to be like, if it's my kids, I want to be like, all right, let me tell you where I hid the money.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And just be in the afterlife watching him tear everything apart looking for the money.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Yes. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think it's about time we talked about life hacks again.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it feel like just every once in a while you're just like, oh, I need a new hack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like this, I don't feel like you're fully on board the way I'm on board. I feel like you're just me.
Well, it's hard for me because you're going, we need a new hack, and I'm reading too into it.
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry.
It's like, we're these old hacks, you know, we're sick of them.
We need A and L and H hacks.
Yeah, we need all hacks except the T.
That's what...
This hack is old and tired. No, like, the Snackle Box, I'm not even sure if we talked about it on the radio or not.
I don't think we did.
I am fully in on this life hack. You can't use... If your dad had a tackle box, like a fishing tackle box, you can't use his. You got to go and buy a new one. But you basically, I've actually seen people doing this. So this is great parenting at a bar because they brought their kid to the bar. Mm. And they just set a tackle box down. I was like, what the hell was that? And then they popped it open. And it's like, you know, the tackle box is just 25 different compartments.
Yeah.
And like three different layers. Yeah.
And the next one over is those weird little yogurt melty things. And the next one over is like gummy whatever. And the next one over is goldfish. And it's just like, and then little meat things and little cheese things. And you can just like.
I've seen people do that on a smaller scale where it's just like the briefcase version.
Okay.
And they take that on planes with them.
That's brilliant.
I love it.
It's the Snackle Box is like. And like if you're a grown up, those could be shooters and charcuterie stuff.
Yeah. It sounded pretty good the first way, too. I would think especially at a bar, didn't people gravitate towards what do y'all got in there?
But it was
kid?
For their child. They wanted to be drinking and they wanted their child to shut the hell up.
Okay. Got any beer nuts?
Right. You could do that. I don't think the bars want you to bring in food for you.
Okay.
But yeah.
I find the Snackle Box might be one of my new life hacks. It's not going to replace you.
Okay.
T-Hack will still be here. Snackle Box will just be my go-to. If you see me heading up the hills on I-70, just scream to me in my Tesla, say, you got a Snackle Box, and I'll hold it up. Okay. Like, here you go.
That used to be me. It used to be with him.
Mm-hmm. What's your life hack? Anybody got a new one?
There's one on the list that I like. It says take a few minutes before you go to bed to just clean up, because that way you wake up and your house is clean. But I want to alter it a little bit because my wife and I do this. Clean up before you start lounging. So like we put the kids to bed and we come down and it's immediately just like, what is it? Clean the dishes, put the stuff away, pick up the toys, maybe vacuum. And it takes 17 minutes and then you're done. And then your house is like sparkling clean and you there's no like stress. My wife has a big thing. There's stress is looking at things being out. She can't relax very well.
I get that. Like there's something about not sitting down till I've sprayed my counter.
You just feel the satisfaction.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, I get it.
Ugh. Yeah. And then it makes, then you feel like, okay, now I actually can relax. I did what I needed to do. I deserve to sit instead of sitting and being, and looking at the stuff you should be doing.
Yeah. It's like, it's the broader scale, like on a daily thing is earn your Saturdays, like get things done so you can sit on your butt on Saturday. And it's like same thing, earn your 8 o'clock Netflix life after lockup.
Yeah,
I know you've moved on from that show, but
no, because it what you got it right, because it was love after lockup, but then the love part fizzled out, so now it's life after lockup. Life.
Yeah, okay. Much more life, less
earn
love.
Your lifey lockup-y. Yeah. The other one that I like, and it's another one that I'm gonna have to. I can't remember which one of you two, I heard it from.
I think it was me, because I think it's the same one. Because I also
basket?
Yes, yeah.
It was you're the one who did it.
Yeah.
It's a life-changing life hack.
Mm-hmm.
Put a laundry basket in the back of your damn car.
For what?
All your groceries. Especially when you forget like all of your reusable bags. You just take the cart out, put all of your groceries in the laundry basket, one trip in.
As a male, you have to admit, your goal when you get home from the grocery store is to come in one trip.
I think that's just universal.
I think it's, man, I've seen women that are just like two bags and they just walk in and they're like, I'll just make six trips. And it's like, no.
No,
that was me here.
The circulation on my arms completely is gone.
It's like, I have to do it.
Yeah.
I just spent $500 at the store, but I'm walking in one trip.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. Yeah. A laundry basket would be much so easier. Easy. That makes so much sense.
And it's just sitting in the back. It's not making noise. It's not doing anything.
You know it's not going to tip over and spill.
And even if you have your reusable bags, you just put them in there.
Yeah.
And then just carry that whole thing in.
Okay. Wow. But do I look as manly carrying the...
Nobody sees you in your garage.
You're right.
All right. If you have a life hack that will change our lives, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I've been in a few situations as well where we didn't have a bottle opener and someone said, use your seatbelt to open your... I don't know. That's new to me.
Really?
Okay.
No, I didn't know that either.
I'm going to tell you the truth. It does work. I've been in a situation where I had beers and we were just kind of tailgating and I forgot. Like if you're drinking Silver Bullets, they just...
Yeah.
They're screw top. But if you're drinking like a hazy IPA... It doesn't open. So then we're all just out there and like, you don't want to like break a bottle because that's the beginning of a bar fight.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're just out there and I actually YouTubed it. I was like, how in the hell can I get this? Because the other thing is, you know, have you done the thing on the counter?
Yeah.
But it screws up your counter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can do it on a counter and people can do it with a lighter. Just like put a lighter next to it and go like,
oh,
there's pressure. I've seen guys do it with keys or with a light. Like guys with a lighter, if you're a smoker, they're just laughing at the radio right now. It's like, it's the first thing you learn. You learn to puff a cigarette and you learn to open a beer with your lighter.
I didn't know you could do that.
100%. I didn't either.
But like, so I'm Googling and it's like, use your seatbelt. And it's, dude, the open space on the inside just go, it's just like the thing.
Oh my gosh. It makes so much sense.
Yeah. The other one that I want to give to the homeowners out there.
Okay.
If you have a screw that no longer goes in, like on your fence, like your gate is falling apart, you just shove some other wood in there and then re-screw it in. So like if your table's kind of wobbly or whatever and you undo the screw and it's all stripped, I just take a package of toothpicks and just keep shoving toothpicks in there and then breaking them off and then screw the screw back in. Because the new wood bonds to the old wood and it's just, especially if you put glue on them, and you just,
I actually need this on the one of the screws on our like gate is loose. Okay,
use a chopstick.
Okay.
Order Chinese, because then you don't have to do like 100 toothpicks. It's like one chopstick. Like, break it off and screw the screw back in.
Okay.
Because it'll wedge against it.
Wow.
Chopsticks
That's
or toothpicks.
Really smart.
Half my house is held together by chopsticks. And I'm not even slightly kidding. Sorry.
So I can do that. Then I'll carry the groceries in the laundry basket. Thing? And I'll open a beer with the seatbelt.
But you'll be inside.
Okay.
If you have a life hack that could replace T-Hack, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're not replacing T-Hack, but we're looking for life hacks.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, we have a T. We're looking for life.
The T to life.
Yeah.
Oh, she hung up.
No.
Oh, no. We were just talking about laundry hacks, laundry basket hacks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Keeping the basket in the car to help bring in groceries.
And there was a, did you talk to her?
Did you know what she was?
Okay, what was her hack?
She had a couple more uses for the laundry basket. She said when she gave birth, she brought laundry baskets. She had a C-section and also like the kid.
For what?
Well, she was, I guess it was when she was home, the kids could play in the laundry basket and they couldn't like run all over the place.
I do remember playing in a laundry basket and I loved it.
Because our parents couldn't afford like gates.
Well, and they're much easier to spin on the carpet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she also said she used it during bath time. You put the laundry basket in the bath and then the kid in there. And so they can't like spin around. They can't like they're a little more contained.
I'm a little confused on what the C-section had to do with the laundry basket.
I think she means because she was recovering from a.
Gotcha.
So she couldn't, just like, wanted a kid to not be ambulatory or not get away from
her. I don't think she brought it to the hospital.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Doc, why don't you use this?
Half listen when they call in. Okay. Is that?
All right, so we want to hear your life hacks as well. Gabby?
Yai.
Life hacks, what's yours?
Mine, you don't want to stand there and wash a bunch of dishes, or you got a stubborn, dirty pan or pot, go ahead and sprinkle in baking soda, white vinegar, and dish soap and hot water. Let it soak, and everything comes out clean.
Doesn't that turn into a volcano?
It does. It's a fun one. It makes it clean.
So you just create a little volcano to get the gunk off your dishes.
And then your whole house is clean because it's burnt down.
It's not a fiery volcano, Aaron. Thank you, Gabby. Nicole?
Yeah.
Life hack, what do you got?
Yay.
Peanut butter, if you buy the healthy kind of peanut butter,
gross, who does that?
Like the oil sits at the top. If you store it upside down, next time you go to use it, you don't have to scrape to the bottom. It's already mixed for you.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's all already at the top when you open it up. So you're not having to do that. Because I buy the big jars of like Skippy or whatever. And at the end, you're like, you are like a raccoon. Like your whole hand is down in there and you're just like, you're dragging up a...
You look like Pooh Bear.
You do. You're 100% Winnie the Pooh.
I'm not wearing pants.
Do you have like some sort of camera in my house? Because you're literally describing a, like a Saturday night.
Oh, bother.
Sorry for the visuals, Nicole. Good luck with the rest of your life. Elmer.
Yes.
Life hack, what's yours?
When you get those rings from your drinks on your coffee table, any wood table.
Oh my God, I have those.
Wipe it off and it comes right off.
What do you put on it?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Because I have like stone kind of tables, but they have...
The wood? I've seen, or I've heard people try to do like walnuts as well. If you like rub a walnut into it or something.
On wood, yes.
Yeah.
No, the mayonnaise works way better than walnuts.
Have you tried both? It sounds like you're experienced.
I want someone to watch me at home tonight with my peanut butter hands. If my kids come in with my peanut butter hands.
You've got a peanut butter hand and a mayo hand?
Yes. It's like, what are you doing, Dad?
What are you rubbing your nuts on?
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. You know, at communion, you have a little bit of the...
A little snack.
Well, you're eating. More got eaten than just the communion host at this particular communion.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. I've got a story about, well, a poor little trash panda.
Ooh, a trash panda.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Georgia was arrested after...
Aaron, we're going to go through this as many times as we need
to. You were ready. Like, that's not my fault.
No, I was ready. It just wasn't. Okay. You got
a woman in Georgia.
Okay. Hack, do you want to take it? I'm just kidding. Keep going. I'm sorry.
She was arrested after she called 911 for some help. She asked police to use a taser on a poor little raccoon, also known as a trash panda. It was just hanging out on her porch.
You know they're vile, rabid creatures.
They're so cute.
I understand they're cute, but if, like, Ted Bundy, also cute, but
no,
needs to be taken.
I never believed that. Just for the record, I would not. Anyways, back to the raccoon. She had been previously calling 911 for months, but the calls became more frequent. She was charged with unlawful conduct during a 911 call, and the raccoon just kind of, like, sat on the porch watching her get taken back into the squad car.
I think my favorite part is you're just talking right over it. No, you don't even care that I've got the trash panda just losing his crap after being tased. So they never tased the trash panda.
No. He just, like, sat on the porch, kind of like a masked bandit.
All right. Just checking to see if there's any stupid puns coming.
I did one. The masked bandit.
That's not worth it. Okay. My story comes out of Florida! Woo! Let's go! So apparently there was a service at a Catholic church, and a woman had asked before the service, can I give me some of that communion? Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, no. Like, I don't know if she didn't meet the, like...
It's not how that works. It's just like
a, you don't just come and go, like, I got a coupon for, like, double. Can I get a double-double with... So he said no. Then the person still came up to try to get some communion. The priest recognized her, had to slap her hand away from trying to grab it, and then she wanted it anyway, so he bit her.
Wow.
Yeah. You're not going to bite Jesus. I'm going to bite you.
Can we get the priest and the raccoon in a fight?
Yes. So at a certain point, the priest was just eating her arm. Hold on. Let me find something that's eating. I know I have this. Where? There we go.
Okay. Oh, God.
So he's eating her arm, and in walked a trash panda. All hell broke loose. There was screaming. Elephant got in there. It all got solved eventually by a massive McCullough chainsaw.
Wow.
None of these events are true. Yeah.
Different than my first communion.
These were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think it's about time we talked about life hacks again. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it feel like just every once in a while you're just like, oh, I need a new hack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like this, I don't feel like you're fully on board the way I'm on board. I feel like you're just me.
Well, it's hard for me because you're going, we need a new hack, and I'm reading too into it.
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry.
It's like, we're these old hacks, you know, we're sick of them.
We need A and L and H hacks.
Yeah, we need all hacks except the T.
That's what...
This hack is old and tired. No, like, the Snackle Box, I'm not even sure if we talked about it on the radio or not.
I don't think we did.
I am fully in on this life hack. You can't use... If your dad had a tackle box, like a fish and tackle box, you can't use his. You got to go and buy a new one. But you basically, I've actually seen people doing this. So this is great parenting at a bar because they brought their kid to the bar and they just set a tackle box down. I was like, what the hell was that? And then they popped it open. And it's like, you know, the tackle box is just 25 different compartments.
Yeah.
And like three one different of them is layers.
Cheerios. Yeah. And the next one over is those weird little yogurt melty things. And the next one over is like gummy whatever. And the next one over is goldfish. And the next, and it's just like, and then little meat things and little cheese things. And you can just like.
I've seen people do that on a smaller scale where it's just like the briefcase version.
Okay.
And they take that on planes with them.
That's brilliant.
I love it.
It's the Snackle Box is like. And like, if you're a grown up, those could be shooters and charcuterie stuff.
Yeah, it sounded pretty good the first way too, with just all
the Cheerios.
I would think, especially at a bar, didn't people gravitate towards what do you got? What do y'all got in there?
But it was
kid?
For their child. They wanted to be drinking, and they wanted their child to shut the hell up.
Okay, got any beer nuts?
Right, you could do that. I don't think the bars want you to bring in food for you.
Okay,
but yeah.
I find the Snackle Box might be one of my new life hacks. It's not going to replace you.
Okay.
TAC will still be here. Snackle Box will just be my go-to. If you see me heading up the hills on I-70, just scream to me in my Tesla, say, you got a Snackle Box, and I'll hold it up. Okay. Like, here you go.
That used to be me. I used to be with him.
Mm-hmm. What's your life hack? Anybody got a new one?
There's one on the list that I like. It says take a few minutes before you go to bed to just clean up, because that way you wake up and your house is clean. But I want to alter it a little bit because my wife and I do this. Clean up before you start lounging. So like, we put the kids to bed and we come down and it's immediately just like, what is it? Clean the dishes, put the stuff away, pick up the toys, maybe vacuum. And it takes 17 minutes. And then you're done. And then your house is like sparkling clean, and you there's no like stress. My wife has a big thing. There's stress is looking at things being out. She can't relax very well.
I get that. Like there's something about not sitting down till I've sprayed my counter.
You just feel the satisfaction.
Yeah.
And just, I get it.
Ugh. Yeah, and then you feel like, okay, now I actually can relax. I did what I needed to do. I deserve to sit, instead of sitting and looking at the stuff you should be doing.
Yeah, it's like, it's the broader scale, like on a daily thing, is earn your Saturdays. Like, get things done so you can sit on your butt on Saturday. And it's like, same thing, earn your 8 o'clock Netflix life after lockup.
Yeah.
I know you've moved on from that show, but
No. Because you got it right, because it was Love After Lockup, but then the love part fizzled out, so now it's Life After Lockup.
Just life. Yeah. Okay. Much more life, less
Earn
love.
Your lifey, lockup-y. Yeah. The other one that I like, and it's another one that I'm going to have to, I can't remember which one of you two I heard it from.
I think it was me, because I think it's the same one.
The
I
laundry also, basket?
Yes. Yeah.
It was, you're the one who did it?
Yeah.
It's a life-changing life hack.
Mm-hmm.
Put a laundry basket in the back of your damn car.
For what?
All your groceries. Especially when you forget like all of your reusable bags. You just take the cart out, put all of your groceries in the laundry basket, one trip in.
As a male, you have to admit, your goal when you get home from the grocery store is to come in one trip.
I think that's just universal.
I think it's, man, I've seen women that are just like two bags and they just walk in and they're like, I'll just make six trips. And it's like, no, no.
No,
not with me here.
The circulation on my arms completely. Is gone.
It's like, I have to do it.
Yeah.
I just spent $500 at the store, but I'm walking in one trip.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. Yeah. A laundry basket would be much so easier. Easy. That makes so much sense.
And it's just sitting in the back. It's not making noise. It's not doing anything.
You know it's not going to tip over and spill.
And even if you have your reusable bags, you just put them in there.
Yeah.
And then just carry that whole thing in.
Okay. Wow. But do I look as manly carrying the...
Nobody sees you in your garage.
You're right.
All right. If you have a life hack that will change our lives, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I've been in a few situations as well where we didn't have a bottle opener and someone said, use your seatbelt to open your... I don't know. That's new to me.
Really?
Okay. Huh.
No, I didn't know that either.
I'm going to tell you the truth. It does work. I've been in a situation where I had beers and we were just kind of tailgating and I forgot. Like if you're drinking Silver Bullets, they just...
Yeah.
They're screw top. But if you're drinking like a hazy IPA, it doesn't open. So then we're all just out there and like you don't want to like break a bottle because that's the beginning of a bar fight.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're just out there and I actually YouTubed it. I was like, how in the hell can I get this? Because the other thing is, you know, have you done the thing on the counter?
Yeah.
But it screws up your counter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can do it on a counter and people can do it with a lighter. Just like put a lighter next to it and go like,
oh,
there's pressure. I've seen guys do it with keys or with guys with a lighter. If you're a smoker, they're just laughing at the radio right now. It's like it's the first thing you learn. You learn to puff a cigarette and you learn to open a beer with your lighter.
I didn't know you could do that.
100%. I didn't either.
But like, so I'm Googling and it's like, use your seatbelt. And it's, dude, the open space on the inside just go, it's just like the thing.
Oh my gosh. It makes so much sense.
Yeah. The other one that I want to give to the homeowners out there.
Okay.
If you have a screw that no longer goes in, like on your fence, like your gate is falling apart, you just shove some other wood in there and then re-screw it in. So if your table's kind of wobbly or whatever and you undo the screw and it's all stripped, I just take a package of toothpicks and just keep shoving toothpicks in there and breaking them off and then screw the screw back in. Because the new wood bonds to the old wood and it's just in, especially if you put glue on them. And he's like,
I actually need this on one of the screws on our like gate is loose. Okay,
use a chopstick.
Okay.
Order Chinese, because then you don't have to do like 100 toothpicks. It's like one chopstick, like break it off and screw the screw back in.
Okay.
Because it'll wedge against it.
Wow.
Chopsticks or toothpicks.
That's really smart.
Half my house is held together by chopsticks. And I'm not even slightly kidding.
So I can do that. Then I'll carry the groceries in the laundry basket. Thing? And I'll open a beer with the seatbelt.
But you'll be inside.
Okay.
Okay. If you have a life hack that can replace T-Hack, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're not replacing T-Hack, but we're looking for life hacks.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, we have a T. We're looking for life.
The tea to life.
Yeah.
Oh, she hung up.
No.
We were just talking about laundry hacks, laundry basket hacks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Keeping the basket in the car to help bring in groceries.
And there was did you talk to her? What was her hack?
She had a couple more uses for the laundry basket. She said when she gave birth, she brought laundry baskets. She had a C-section and also like the kid.
For what?
Well, I guess it was when she was home, the kids could play in the laundry basket and they couldn't like run all over the place.
I do remember playing in a laundry basket and I loved it.
Because our parents couldn't afford like gates.
Well, and they're much easier to spin on the carpet.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she also said she used it during bath time. You put the laundry basket in the bath and then the kid in there. And so they can't like spin around. They can't they're a little more contained.
I'm a little confused on what the C-section had to do with the laundry basket.
I think she means because she was recovering more.
So
she just wanted the kid to not be ambulatory or not get away from her.
I don't think she brought it to the hospital.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, doc, why don't you use this?
I only half listen when they call in. Okay. Is that?
All right, so we want to hear your life hacks as well. Gabby?
Yai.
Life hacks, what's yours?
Mine, you don't want to stand there and wash a bunch of dishes or you got a stubborn, dirty pan or pot, go ahead and sprinkle in baking soda, white vinegar,
and dish soap and hot water, let it soak, and everything comes out clean.
Doesn't that turn into a volcano?
It does. It does. It's a fun one. It makes it clean.
So you just create a little volcano to get the gunk off your dishes.
And then your whole house is clean because it's burnt down.
Exactly. It's not a fiery volcano, Erin. Thank you, Gabby. Nicole?
Yeah.
Life hack. Yay. What do you got?
Yay.
Peanut butter. If you buy the healthy kind of peanut butter,
gross. Who does that?
Like the oil sits at the top. If you store it upside down, next time you go to use it, you don't have to scrape to the bottom. It's already mixed for you.
Oh yeah.
And then it's all already at the top when you open it up, so you're not having to do that. Because I buy the big jars of like Skippy or whatever, and at the end you are like a raccoon, like your whole hand is down in there, and you're just like you're dragging up a.
You look like Pooh Bear.
You do. You're 100% Winnie the Pooh.
I'm not wearing pants.
Do you have like some sort of camera in my house? Because you're literally describing it like a Saturday night.
Oh, bother.
Sorry for the visuals, Nicole. Good luck with the rest of your life. Elmer.
Yes.
Life hack. What's yours?
When you get those rings from your drinks on your coffee table, any wood table.
Oh, my God. I have those.
Wipe it off and it comes right off.
What do you put on it?
Mayonnaise.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Because I have like stone kind of tables, but they have...
The wood? I've heard people try to do like walnuts as well. If you like rub a walnut into it or something.
On wood, yes.
Yeah.
No, the mayonnaise works way better than walnuts.
Have you tried both? It sounds like you're experienced.
I want someone to watch me at home tonight with my peanut butter hands. If my kids come in with my peanut butter hands.
You've got a peanut butter hand and a mayo hand?
Yes. It's like, what are you doing, Dad?
What are you rubbing your nuts on?
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. You know, at communion, you have a little bit of the...
A little snack.
Yeah. Well, you're eating... More got eaten than just the communion host at this particular communion.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. I've got a story about, a poor little trash panda.
Ooh, a trash panda.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in Georgia was arrested after...
We're going to go through this as many times as we need to.
You were ready. Like, that's not my fault.
No, I was ready. It just wasn't. Okay. You got
a woman in Georgia.
Okay. Do you want to take it? I'm just kidding. Keep going. I'm sorry.
She was arrested after she called 911 for some help. She asked police to use a taser on a poor little raccoon, also known as a trash panda. It was just hanging out on her porch.
They're vile, rabid creatures.
They're so cute.
I understand they're cute, but if like Ted Bundy, also cute, but
no,
needs to be taken.
I never believed that. Just for the record, I would not. Anyways, back to the raccoon. She had been previously calling 911 for months, but the calls became more frequent. She was charged with unlawful conduct during a 911 call. And the raccoon just kind of like sat on the porch watching her get taken back into the squad car.
I think my favorite part is you're just talking right over it. No, you don't even care that I've got the trash panda just losing his crap after being tased. So they never tased the trash panda.
No. He just like sat on the porch, kind of like a masked bandit.
All right. Just checking to see if there's any stupid puns coming.
I did one. The masked bandit.
That's not worth it. Okay. My story comes out of Florida! Woo! Let's go! So apparently there was a service at a Catholic church, and a woman had asked before the service, can I get me some of that communion? Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, no. Like, I don't know if she didn't meet the... like.
It's not how that works. It's
just like you don't just come and go, like, I got a coupon for like double. Can I get a double-double with... So he said no. Then the person still came up to try to get some communion. The priest recognized her, had to slap her hand away from trying to grab it. And then she wanted it anyway. So he bit her.
Wow.
Yeah. You're not going to bite Jesus. I'm going to bite you.
Can we get the priest and the raccoon in a fight?
Yes. So at a certain point, the priest was just eating her arm. Hold on. Let me find something that's eating. I know I have this. There we go.
Okay. Oh, God.
So he's eating her arm, and in walked a trash panda. All hell broke loose. There was screaming. How an elephant got in there. It all got solved eventually by a massive McCullough chainsaw.
Wow.
None of these events are true. Yeah.
Different than my first communion.
These were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.